The interview.
California lawmakers are pursuing a ban on police using canines, which is exceptionally dangerous. Joining me on the line to discuss, National Police Association spokesperson Sergeant Betsy Bratner Smith. Welcome back to the show.
Jason, thanks so much for having me to talk about how racist police dogs are.
Yeah, apparently police
color, by the way.
It's so ridiculous. So take us through exactly what's going on.
So there's a couple of lawmakers in California that are proposing a bill to ban the use of police canines that do anything beyond tracking, lost people, things like that. I really encourage everybody to go and read this bill, because the first section of this bill is a bunch of nonsensical woke gobbledygook that talks about everything from racism to race riots to George Floyd, who had nothing to do with police canines. And they claim that police dogs are a mainstay of a constant dehumanizing, cruel abuse of Black Americans and people of color. It's extraordinary. So they want to ban the use of police canines. I believe what they're trying to do is just take one more less lethal tool away from California law enforcement.
Clearly, and it's a tool that is one of the non-lethal tools, right? I mean, part of the reason why we use canines is we're not putting officers into tight spots sometimes, which puts their life on the line, which means they might react to a threat in a way that guarantees that threat is completely neutralized.
Well, exactly. And this is the thing. Police canines, we just had a couple of days ago in Jefferson County, Colorado, they had a police dog murdered in the line of duty. But here's the thing. We're talking about a dead police dog, not a dead police officer. So very often a police dog ends up sacrificing itself, if you will, mm-hmm. for the life of a mother, a father, a son, a daughter, you know, a human being. People forget police officers are human beings. We have been using police canines since the 1800s in Europe. We brought them to the United States in the 70s because they were so successful in fighting the war in Korea, the war in Vietnam, and they have been a mainstay of American law enforcement. And the police dogs that they're talking about in this legislation are what we would call a patrol dog, a utility dog. They are multifaceted animals. It's who can do a variety of things, everything from tracking a lost child or maybe a senior with dementia to stopping an armed robber, maybe to, and this happens frequently, saving the life of a police officer on a traffic stop where backup isn't available or it's a remote location, mm-hmm. a patrol station. And as you talk about frequently, we are law enforcement agencies are horrifically shorthanded. So if we take away the potential to have that land shark, as we sometimes call our canines, to be able to save that police officer's life, we're going to end up with more dead cops and we're going to end up with even more violent crime in this nation.
I will say, though, to the point of the dogs being racist, they do not track an elderly person who's Black, correct? They only go for the whites.
Apparently so, yeah. According to this legislation. I mean, it's just ridiculous. When you know, and in this bill, they cite some statistics that African-Americans are more likely to be bit by a police dog. And what they don't mention in those statistics, of course, is who is committing crime and why you're getting bit by a police dog. Yeah. The way to avoid getting bit by a police dog, Jason, is to not listen, comply with lawful orders. But they don't want to talk about any of that. They want to talk about the 60s. They want to talk about mm-hmm. racism. And this is just another way to defund the police, take tools away from them without using that term, defund the police, because that exactly. was found to be politically unpopular. It's ridiculous.
How likely is it that this passes? They tried here in Washington State to do the same thing a couple years ago. It didn't actually end up going anywhere, thankfully. But what does it look like in California?
I I am hopeful that it is not going to pass. And why? Because of the financial aspects of it. If you're going to take away police dogs, then you're going to increase the likelihood that, first of all, the deadly force will be used. And then you're going to have to try and hire even more police officers. And you're going, if you pass this legislation, you're going to have to get rid of those police dogs that we already have on the job. And California is a big canine usage state. So I'm hoping that in Sacramento, they're going to see this bill for what it is. Again, a bunch of emotional, childish gobbledygook that's taken another swipe at American law enforcement.
National Police Association spokesperson, Sergeant Betsy Smith. Thank you so much, as always, for stopping by.
Great to talk to you.
You're listening to The Jason Rant Show on AM 770 KTTH.